All right, Coach, appreciate you joining us today. We'll get started with an opening statement talking about Saturday's game against North Greenville, and we'll take questions.
Yeah, seemed like an awful long time since we played, with an open week, especially this early in the season. But we're excited about getting back on the field. Obviously, we got a team coming in. It's our second home game. We're excited about that as well. Hope we'll have a packed student section with a lot of gold for Saturday. But North Greenville, Division II football program that went three rounds in the playoffs last year. Coach Farrington, their head coach, I coached with him when he was West Georgia. He's an outstanding person and coach. They do a great job as a staff. Their kids believe in what they're doing. They know how to win. People talk about a Division II or NAIA or Division I or FCS or FBS. It really doesn't matter. It's about that football team and what they're made of and what they're about. And this team is they're 3-1. The one game they lost, their starting quarterback, who's a very good player, did not play. Team probably should be 4-0 coming in here. And they're going to come in here like this is the Super Bowl, guns a-blazing, ready to go. And we're going to have to match that intensity and be ready to play, to play a really good football team. Offensively, they do a good job of running the ball. They got a really tall wideout, another really skilled wideout. They're good up front. They understand what they're doing and how they're doing it. Same on defense, schematically, they understand what they're doing and why they're doing it. Play extremely hard. Probably the most balanced football team we've played so far in all aspects. So it's going to be a great challenge. We got to come ready to play. I think for us, we got to continue to get better. We got to learn to play four quarters of Kennesaw State football the right way. I talked about early on about having that edge and that chip. We got to make sure we have that. At times we haven't had that, and we got to get that, and we got to roll and do the things we're capable of doing. But we're excited about it. We got a few more days of practice to clean some things up and get ready to go on Saturday. I'll open it up for questions.
Injuries, Coach. Injuries. Who you started quarterback would be Saturday?
Oh, Chandler Burks is starting quarterback. Yeah. He's practiced, for the last week and a half. He's got banged up in the game, but he's fine. As far as injuries goes, we should have everybody back. We got some guys a little dinged up, but Tenarius Porteous should be back. Dorian Walker got hurt in the game as well. He should be back. I'm trying to think of who else did not play that should be back. But we should have. We got a couple guys a little bit banged up right now, but hopefully they'll be back for the game. But nothing major right now. Hopefully we can have everybody back out there ready to go.
How do you make sure coming off the open week that you guys start the game with that fire that you guys need to carry throughout?
Yeah, well, I mean, all we've talked about is playing a whole game. I mean, that's, we talked about finishing because we've played better at the beginning than we have at the end in our last three games. So I think hopefully, our kids are motivated to go out and be the best they can be. Take care of yourself first and come out with a little chip and a little edge about what we're doing to go prove that, I think in all phases that we can be a better football team than what we've showed. Because I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what we can be. But what you do on Saturday is kind of who you are. And so I think hopefully our kids are motivated. The open week it seems like it's really been long. Obviously the beginning of our season's been different just with all the things that have gone with it. So I think, we've been playing for over a month and we've been at home once. So I think that part of it as well is going to be important to come back home and play. I think that'll be part, hopefully, of a motivating factor to get us going as well. But we're looking for four quarters of Kennesaw State football. We've yet to see it. You've seen glimpses of it, but you haven't seen it, for a full game. So that's really what we've been talking about.
When you mentioned four quarters, playing four quarters, what have you seen? Is it just slow, sluggish out of halftime, or just too many errors in the second half? Or what are you seeing?
Well, to be honest with you, we don't finish practice very good. And something we know, and we're working on, but we don't finish practice real good. It's something we've made an effort to work on and get better at. And a lot of what we do, we're a very, what we do a lot of times in practice is a direct correlation. I know everybody, every coach talks about that, but a lot of who we are sometimes in practice is what you see in a game. So I think continue to get better at finishing practice. I thought yesterday we didn't start very good. We finished better, which is an improvement. So, I think we got to continue to work on it and do it. And like I've told you guys before, and I told our team, man, whatever it is, I mean, you gotta find a way to finish the sucker off. You know what I mean? Ahead, behind, it doesn't matter. We got to find a way. And it's just something we got to work at and get better at. There's no question about it. And we've had some unusual circumstances on top of it to deal with. But that's just the way it is. It's that same way on both sides of the field. So we just got to continue to get better at it.
Inherently with the offense, the quarterback does take a lot of hits. That's just the nature of the beast. Is there anything you guys are working with Chandler to try to limit taking hits in the game, or, you know, is it just deal with it and we'll just move on?
Yeah, if we can pass pro a little better so that he don't take a hit after he throws the ball in the first game, that was that. But other than that, we'll go play. We do what we do. There's certain things he knows to be smart. And, you know, the extra yard's not going to matter in certain situations. But no, not really. We got to go play. You know, it was my decision he didn't finish the game. Because I saw him come over and he was banged up pretty good. But he's our starting quarterback. He's gonna start Saturday. There's not a, you know, make something of nothing. There's nothing there. So both those kids got to be ready to play. And we've spotted Daniel and played him some along the way, y'all have noticed. And I've done that for the duration to keep him engaged and also give Chandler a break a little bit and let him regroup a little bit at times. There's no hard, fast plan on any of that. Chandler's our starting quarterback, and he's got to go play and execute the offense. And if that means run the ball 25 times and win the game, by gosh, that's what we'll do. If it means throw it 25 times, that's what we'll do. Whatever it takes to find a way to win, that's what we'll do.
Offensive line kind of was a question mark at center position coming in. 3 games under your belt. How do you think that line is gelled?
Well, I think C.J. Collins has done a nice job at center. I mean, we've had to, you know, we juggled some things early, but he's there. He's the starting center. He's won that job. He's done a good job. There's always room for improvement. And then really you look at, you know, our tackle spots are really Ryan Warrior and Zach Mitchell. And then at guard, there's been a little competition there with Joe Alexander, Nick Eldridge. That's a daily thing. And then Matt Frank, and that's really your guys really that are playing up front. And you got 4 redshirt juniors and a senior. You know, and for us to talk about that, it's remarkable. And those guys, I've told them before and gone in and told them in their meeting, is that, you know, we kind of go as they go. The quarterback and receivers and running backs get their name in the paper, but the success is won in the trenches. That's where you make it happen, and I think those guys understand that. But that's a group outside of Nick Eldridge being a younger kid. The rest of them have been here for a while.
What do you expect out of North Greenville? What kind of offense do they run?
They're an outside zone. They like to run the ball. They'll play action. They do a good job. Their guys up front, I think, maybe do the best job of anybody we've played. Really impressed with their offensive line. They keep hammering, all of a sudden they'll catch a crease and the back will go 40. Hammer, maybe 2, 3. Next thing you know, the back will go 40. And then they do a good job of play action and the things off of what they do in the run game that make you honor everything. They do a nice job. They got a really good scheme, what they do. Again, they want to be able to run the ball. But they do a nice job. Quarterback's a good player. Like I said, you don't go 3 rounds in the playoffs. I don't care what – you got something about you to do that. And they got a lot of those guys back, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Knowing what they like to do, is there anything you work with Anthony and Izzy in the middle specifically to make sure that they're in the right place, knowing that they like to run the ball and then the quarterback can't throw it over the top off the play action?
Well, I mean, it goes back to your reads and keys, and I think, you know, it's got, you got to be gap sound. I mean, that's the one thing they'll do is they'll keep hammering away, and as soon as you fit wrong, they're going to take advantage of it. And everybody has their reads and keys on defense for what they're looking at. Coach Newberry, you know, is going to put together a great plan for those guys within our schematic, what we do, to give our guys a chance to go play fast and be successful. But at the end of the day, you have your base reads and keys that you're gonna go back to, and each week you tweak it a little bit based on what you're seeing. But I think as much as anything is being gap sound, you know, and assignment sound, and knowing where you're supposed to be. And sometimes when you see big plays, it's guys that aren't in their gap or not reading their keys, and next thing you know, somebody gets behind you, or, you know, they cut the ball back on the zone play because you weren't in your gap, or whatever it might be. So I think it's more about just being assignment sound, gap integrity, and just doing a good job of reading your keys.
Your thoughts on Bryson Armstrong at this point in the season?
Well, I mean, you know, gosh, what else more can you say about Bryson? I mean, he's he comes to work every day, steady Eddie, never too high, never too low. Kid's just an instinctive football player. He has a knack for being around the ball. And he's very deserving of all the awards and accolades he's gotten. Hopefully he'll continue to do that. And I think, honestly, I think some of his style of play, I think, is going to rub off on our guys. And I'm not necessarily talking about him making a tackle or making an interception. I'm talking about the way he comes to work every day. I mean, you wouldn't know Bryson Armstrong's out there. You wouldn't hear a word out of him. You don't even know outside of him making plays. Quiet, doesn't say a word, same every day. And you know, that's kind of the way you want to be in football, never too high, never too low. But you show up ready to go every day. And I think our guys, for a young kid, it's really remarkable how he goes about his business. I think there's a lot of guys on our team that could learn a lot from just the way he handles his day-to-day. And it's not about accolades or tackles. I'm just talking about the way he handles his day-to-day. That, for a young guy, is probably more impressive than any award he's got.
Anything else for Coach? All right, Coach, appreciate your time.
All right, thank y'all.